State and federal regulators today filed civil fraud charges against Putnam Investments and two of the firm's fund managers. The Boston-based mutual fund company allegedly allowed the managers to make inappropriate trades in the funds they oversaw. Regulators also say the firm failed to crack down on improper trading by some small-time investors from a trade union. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The charges are the first brought against a mutual fund company since the industry came under scrutiny a few months ago. It's also the first time individual portfolio managers have been accused of what's called market timing in their own funds. Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin said he was stunned by that aspect of the fraud.
Imagine if this were a bank and somehow magically the bank managers had the right to go in and pilfer from the accounts of their customers. That's precisely what occurred here. This is outrageous. And the total amount involved appears to be over $700,000 in profit for all of them. We specifically charged two individuals today, but we reserve the right to add additional charges later.
Market timing usually occurs when an investor buys and sells international mutual funds rapidly to take advantage of prices that haven't factored in developments in U.S. markets. And it's largely forbidden by mutual funds because it drains profits away from average investors. Putnam executives, in a statement today, denied that the company acted fraudulently and said they deeply regret any market timing that took place. On Friday, Putnam said that four portfolio managers would be replaced for improperly profiting by trading the funds they managed. Galvin says Putnam has known about the market timing since 1998 and for years took no actions.
They failed to punish those who were engaged in the conduct, employees of the company. They failed to make any effort to reimburse those who were losing money out of this. They failed to inform us, the regulators.
Mercer Bullard is a former SEC attorney who runs a nonprofit advocacy group called Fund Democracy. He's complained about wrongdoing in the mutual fund industry for years, but he says the involvement here by fund managers caught even him off guard. And he says it could open a new front in ongoing investigations of other firms.
If you had asked me a couple weeks ago, I would have said this isn't happening anywhere because all funds are required to closely monitor the personal trading of portfolio managers. But Putnam did that and apparently didn't care particularly much whether or not they were market timing the funds. So I'd have to say that we may find that it was going on elsewhere.
The state also alleges that Putnam failed to crack down on 28 blue-collar union boilermakers who figured out how to profit by rapidly trading between funds in their retirement plan. A key whistleblower who reported the trading sparked the state inquiry into Putnam. The whistleblower, though, says he first tried to go to SEC officials, but they ignored him. Linda Thompson is deputy director of enforcement at the SEC.
We're looking into those allegations, if you will, and it's very serious to us because we want investors, complainants to come to us. We want to take them seriously. We want to address their concerns. And if we fail to do that, we have failed them and we have failed our jobs.
The SEC has been criticized by some as playing catch-up to state regulators in the mutual fund investigations. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.